Some of the television shows that I loved when I was younger, I find hard to revisit without pain, embarrassment for my younger self, and tarnishing of the remembered good times. Surely you know what I'm talking about, all of you out there who once loved, let's say, Sabrina the Teenage Witch, for example. But there are others that I find myself continually admiring and enjoying. Coincidentally, these usually fall into the category of cult classics. Dismissed or quickly canceled in their original airtime, they are now available to be cherished in the form of insanely expensive DVD box sets. One of my favorite such shows is My So-Called Life, the ABC-turned-MTV drama that launched Claire Danes and Jared Leto, or Leto's, stardom. And though contemporary at the time, so acutely captured the styles and the attitudes of the 90s that it feels like a period piece now when I watch it. Another show I love is Freaks and Geeks. Set in the 80s, it is an early showcase of the now increasingly popular Judd Apatow and Seth Rogen's talents. I love both these shows, and what's more, they mean something to me. These are shows that helped form my views on what relationships are really like. These are shows that kept me company when I was down, and through which I gathered advice on my own social dramas. This is why it hurts me to have to tell you. They are, secretly, the same. Done, done, done! My So-Called Life is about Angela, the character played by Claire Danes, a girl growing up in a basically comfortable middle-class suburban environment. She has married parents, a precocious younger sister, and a lifelong best friend in good girl Sharon. Freaks and Geeks is about Lindsay, a kind of geeky mathlete living in a middle-class suburban home with her married parents and nerdy younger brother. She and extremely religious Millie have been best friends since kindergarten. Each series begins at a point where both Lindsay and Angela have, due to personal crisis that is best described as existential, decided to drop Sharon and Millie for more troubled, exciting friend groups. Angela signals her transformation by dyeing her hair an unflattering shade of magenta at the behest of her new best friend, Rayanne. Rayanne is a promiscuous alcoholic who repeatedly voices her wish to be Angela and have her home and family. Lindsay shows that she has changed when she takes to wearing her father's old army jacket, and after some difficulty befriends Kim, a girl who's known throughout school as a sexually active druggie, and who envies Lindsay her family her life, her comfortable home, and her doting parents. At the center of each Lindsay and Angela's transformation, there's a boy. For Angela, it's Jordan Catalano, the Jared Leto character, who drives a cool vintage car, takes advantage of her to tutor him in English, and is lead guitarist in a garage band. At one point, Jordan writes a song including the lyrics, "I Call Her Red," which Angela mistakenly believes is about her. For Lindsay, the boy is named Daniel Desario. Also, I'd like to point out an Italian name. James Franco, who plays Daniel, toys with her interest. He gets her to do his math homework for him and is also in a band. Oh yes, and he drives a cool car too. When things never work out with Lindsay and Daniel, she moves on to Nick, Daniel's best friend, a boy who writes a song about her, a song called Lady L. So when you look at the evidence, it's pretty clear, despite the fact that I love both these shows. They deal with the same characters, the same situations, the same basic dynamics. They are, secretly, the same. But they each do it so well. This has been an episode of Secretly the Same with Ash Cartwright.